brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is certainly an icon of TV, movies, politics, a true dark horse maverick, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, host of the hit TV show on True TV, Conspiracy Theory, going into his third season. Number one New York Times bestseller over and over again. His latest book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. He's got a new book coming out soon as well. The prolific Jesse Ventura joins us for the next hour, and he told me some pretty hardcore stuff yesterday, but said I couldn't talk about it. Today, he said, I might want to talk about it. He'll make the decision. We'll talk about it later in the hour if he wants to. Governor, good to have you here with us.
Great, Alex. Always a pleasure to be here. It's ugly, rainy weather today up in Minnesota, so that's why I agreed to do an hour with you, because I can't play golf.
You're so nice.
Golf is the only thing that'll stop me from doing you, Alex.
I know. You're very, very nice, sir. Before we get into all the serious issues, now your wife, Terry, is so great. It was great seeing her out at your birthday party in Los Angeles. But yesterday I call up and I go, yeah, Jesse said call Monday to get him on this week. She said, oh, great. Well, he's on the elliptic and the dog's on the treadmill and they watch sports together. And I said, my God, that'd be the ultimate sports center video. And she goes, no, he'd get mad at me. And I said, no, I'm just joking. But you got to tell us about your dog and about the treadmill action.
I always like to keep myself in shape. You know, I try to do that. I think it's even more important as you get older to continue to train and, you know, keep you physically in shape as much as you can. And so I try to work out light with weights in the morning, and then I do the elliptic machine after. And right now I do 6 miles at a pop on it, you know, which is pretty good. And, you know, my dog, when I first started training, he loves to participate in anything that I do and wants to be around me or my wife constantly. And so he immediately looked like, what do I do during all this? And he got up on the treadmill and we turned it on with no training at all. And he now runs on the treadmill while I do the elliptic machine. And of course, I got a TV screen in there. And if The Young and the Restless is on, we watch that. If it's before that, we watch The Price is Right or we watch Sports Center, depending on what time of the day it is. But yeah, he trains with me every morning, and it's kind of nice to be able to do that. And even when the weather gets bad here in Minnesota, that's what's good about it. We can train indoors, so it's a good thing. And you know, dogs will adapt to treadmills. I don't think if they are allowed to be introduced to them in a good manner and not get frightened of them in any way, shape, or form, a dog will run on a treadmill, and it's a great way to keep them in shape. And like on days like today in Minnesota, when it's raining out all day, saves you from having to go outside.
Well, especially a prize German Shepherd. Now he has a public name, and then he has his real name. But this is a well-trained German Shepherd, really smart.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, he's not a German Shepherd. He's a Belgian Malinois.
Okay, well, it looks like a German Shepherd to me. I'm ignorant.
Well, no, you're not ignorant. They look very much alike because years and years ago, the German Shepherd, I believe, came out of the Belgian Malinois. Oh. He is just called a Belgian Shepherd. You have a German Shepherd and a Belgian Shepherd, and they're slightly different. The Belgian's a little bit smaller, doesn't get the hip displacement problems because your German Shepherds are big. You know, they get 90 to 110 pounds or more, and any dog that gets that big is going to have the problem of the hip displacement stuff or run the risk of it. Not saying they all will, but they run a greater risk, where the Belgian Shepherd is about between 70 and 80 pounds, and that 20 pounds difference can make all the difference, apparently, between the hip trouble, you know, and then, of course, a lot of it could be hereditary, too.
Is Dexter looking up at you right now, Governor?
No, he's upstairs sleeping. He did his treadmill this morning, so along with me, so now he's taking a break while I talk to you.
So, how many miles did the Belgian Shepherd do?
Oh, I usually put him on there for about a half hour to 45 minutes. You know, I don't keep track of the miles. I just set it at a particular pace and let him go for 30 to 45 minutes. It gives him good exercise.
Incredible. Wow. All right, Governor, stay there. We're coming back to the full audience. We're going to get into a host of issues, election 2012, the TSA, and more with Jesse Ventura.
This is Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. In the time we have left in the rest of this hour, we'll get into the upcoming TV show with Sean Stone, who looks just like Oliver Stone and really smart guy. Of course, another great director in his own right and researcher, Tyrell Ventura, another chip off the old block. So certainly the next generation of tyranny fighters with the show Conspiracy Theory. Jesse, when you get him on, never talks about his books, but I would add that you support Jesse and his work and our work when you get them from us. It's Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. This is a great book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available discounted at Infowars.com. And, of course, his last book, American Conspiracies, the one before this one with Dick Russell, is also excellent. Before he leaves us, we'll talk about some of the new books that are scheduled to be coming out as well. But, Jesse, finishing up before we get into TSA, before we get into all these other subjects, during the break you were saying something a little more. A light bulb was going off from your underwater demolition Navy SEAL days about the 22 crammed on with 12 others on board that helicopter.
Well, the light bulb was, again, like we talked about, Alex, standard operating procedures. And generally, a standard operating procedure, to the best of my knowledge in the SEALs, is it's one platoon per helo. And a platoon is 12 enlisted and 2 officers. So clearly, if that's true, there was a violation of standard operating procedure right there. There were too many SEALs on board one specific helicopter. Normally, they would have divided that into 2 to 3 helos.
That is exactly what the father said his son, the Navy SEAL, said. And again, I know the family.
Sure. Well, then things haven't changed that much because I've been out for 40 years, you know, but it's still pretty much the same rules would apply, I would imagine.
Well, it's just incredible that the entire SOP was different, and then it just so happens to be SEAL Team 6. Again, the biggest one-day loss in troops.
Well, and I'll tell you the sad part about it being SEAL Team 6. These are all career men. You're not going to find a guy on SEAL Team 6 that's wet behind the ears and just left high school or college a year ago. These are all combat seasoned veterans, probably with 2 to 3 to 4 tours to Iraq and Afghanistan on regular SEAL teams. You know, and so SEAL Team 6 are guys that have been specially selected to do that type of work. Not that all the SEALs are could potentially be qualified for SEAL Team 6, certainly. But 6 is basically made up of, you're not going to find many 22-year-olds, I don't believe, in Team 6. Most of the guys are going to be between probably 27 and 32 years old.
And they've survived a lot of deadly missions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only to be blown out of the sky to keep something secret. I mean, it's come out now that the Bin Laden thing, they had a fake Situation Room photo. They lied and said Obama was watching it. They lied and said they had live feeds. They lied, threw him in the water.
Let's take it all the way back then. Let's take the lies to where they go back to, and that's George Bush and these whole wars to begin with.
Yes.
You know, let's not let him off the hook either, because he's the one that put us in these wars. He's the one. 9/11 happened on his watch. And so to me, it goes back to Cheney, Bush, Rove, and that whole cast of characters even more so than Barack Obama.
Certainly. Look, I've exposed them, but at the end of the day, Barack Obama saying, I don't need Congress to launch an attack in Libya.
Well, I agree. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm an equal despiser of both the Democrats and Republicans, but I like to keep people focused on that they shouldn't have just 1 or 2 year memories, that these memories need to go back at least a decade.
No, I agree with you. Shifting gears into another area, when I was talking to you the other day, you said, Alex, I'm like a honey badger. I just don't care anymore.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Alex, it's my patriotism to this government is literally shredded. I don't have any anymore. To the government. To the government that runs this country, I have no more patriotism for them. And it's a sad thing to hear myself say that.
Well, it's been taken over.
But I have no loyalty to this government of the United States anymore. Because now, to the people of this country, that's different. To the country, it's like my T-shirt that I sell now, Alex. You get it on my website. It says, I love my country, not my government. And it's got Jesse Ventura written right on it, and I proudly wear that shirt. I love my country, not my government. And the government is made up of Democrats and Republicans. Both.
Well, Gov, let's get into the TSA before we get into 2012
sure.
Right now. You said that you're going to make a big announcement if the judge throws out your case without even letting it go to trial. I talked to you last week. You said that you were happy to talk, but it's just your lawyer and your opinion, but that it looks like the fact that she has waited so long that your lawyer thinks that might actually lean towards the fact that she's get ready to make sure that it does go to trial.
Well, we don't know. There's no way to judge, Alex. You can, when it comes to federal judges, throw everything out the window. They're all different. You can't, you know, you have thoughts that, well, they're taking a long time, so obviously she's studying the case real well. Well, you'd like to believe that, but it might just be maybe she went on vacation and hasn't got to it. I don't know. With federal judges, you have no idea. All I can state is this. Any case like this has been ruled upon faster than this one. This is the longest any judge has held on to a case right now. I can state that unequivocally because it's been over 2 months. I went into court, I believe it was July 22nd or 21st, something like that. It was a couple days after my birthday. That's why I had to get back to Minnesota from L.A., which I had to drive, of course, because I can't fly. And so I drove back to Minnesota and got back the night before I had to go into court. And so we went into court. It was like July 21st or something like that. Well, here we are already past September 21st, and there's no ruling yet. So it's been well over 60 days. Generally, rulings always happen within 90. I'd like to believe mine will also. And when she rules, we'll know. But you can't read anything into anything with a federal judge, Alex, because they're all different. But I just think that she hasn't thrown it out, and that's the good thing.
Now, you're saying you're going to make a big announcement
if it's thrown out, I will definitely call a press conference. Absolutely. If my case is thrown, if they will not let me go in front of a jury and have a trial over my Fourth Amendment constitutional rights, then I absolutely will have a press conference.
Well, I think that's important to do, and then also you said you'd pop in here after the press conference, but I hope the case goes forward, because if it doesn't, this country is in deep trouble.
I would think so, too. I mean, you know, although I have to tell you, there was a vicious letter to the editor up here in the St. Paul paper criticizing me for tangling up our court system with such a frivolous, stupid thing.
Well, Jesse, there's a reason nobody reads those rags anymore. They had a USA Today poll last week. 85% are against what the TSA is doing and don't want the NFL under Homeland Security pressure to start having private security grab your wife's breasts, your genitals. They say everything will be groped from the ankles up. What's your view of that, Governor?
It's already happening. It's already happening, Alex. I'm a season ticket holder with the Minnesota Lynx, you know, the women's basketball team.
Yes.
And two times in the last two games I've gone down there, they've stopped me to wan me. And the first one, the guy stopped me because I had my wallet and my keys in my front pocket. And he stopped me and said, excuse me, what's in your front pocket? And I looked at the kid, and I said, I'm the damn governor. I said, don't make me have to sue you like I'm suing TSA. I said, what difference does it make? I used to be the governor here. You know, use some common sense, young man. And I chewed his ass out. I showed him, I said, it's my wallet, my car keys. And then I got it again the last game.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The libertarians have ballot access in all 50 states. Ron Paul could be the libertarian's candidate for president. That's what needs to happen. Let's elect a president that isn't a Democrat or Republican. Then Ron Paul takes me as his running mate. Why? Because I'm the best insurance policy he could ever have. There ain't nobody going to kill Ron Paul and let Jesse Ventura in there.
That's a good point when you made that. Well, Jesse, listen, I talked to Ron Paul privately the last time he ran in this time, and he said, I don't know if I'm going to run, Alex. And I said, look, you're as smart as I am or smarter, Congressman. You're going to win by injecting real issues, anti-war, all the rest of this stuff. Pro-Constitution, you got to run. He said, no, that's a good point. I probably am. I am telling Ron Paul here on air, and I'm saying it to Ron Paul listeners and supporters, to let him know this. And I know it's already been run past him. He has said he'll only run using the Republican machinery because he has a real shot at winning. But if he doesn't win the Republican primary, if he runs as a libertarian candidate, he will get the nomination. He'll get a strong showing. He could get double digits and be in the pole position like Ross Perot was before Bush threatened him and he dropped out. And Ron Paul does have a chance to win, and you could join the ticket or you could be part of the cabinet if he offered it. But regardless, then he'd be in the main election challenging Obama and Mitt Romney or whoever else is there. Ron, I'm drafting Ron Paul. He must run as a libertarian if he loses the Republican primary.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I'm telling you, if Ron Paul took me as a running mate, we wouldn't just do well, Alex. We could win.
I know. People love you.
That right for me, because I never enter races with the thought of just doing well. Jesse Ventura doesn't do things just to do them well. Jesse Ventura does things to win, to be the best. I didn't join the underwater demolition SEAL team, the most elite unit in the U.S. military, just to do something well.
No, I understand.
I did it because I like being the best.
But my point...
And Ron Paul can win. It's out there. All you've got to do is activate and get the silent voters out to vote.
Yeah, that 30, 40, 50% that calls themselves independent sitting out there.
The 50% that don't vote.
Yes.
You have to give them a reason to see their vote work.
It would create incredible excitement.
It would create unbelievable excitement if Ron Paul and I ran as the libertarian ticket.
Well, Ron Paul's a great guy. He's got a lot of great people around him. He also has some mainline kind of Republican people so you're reaching out to Ron Paul right now?
No, I'm just saying I would be his best choice because I'd be a great insurance policy, Alex.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to do anything to him, and that would put me in charge. They're far better off with Ron Paul than they are Jesse Ventura as far as somebody who, would cause them major problems.
Well, just incredible information, Gov, but I want to be clear where I stand from. I don't do this radio show because I think we'll do well. I know we're going to beat tyranny. We don't have a choice. I was just being clear that by competing, by being involved, by going all the way and staying in the election all the way through, even as an independent, you win just by being involved and injecting real ideas. To use a sports analogy, you go to the playoffs. Sure, he can win the Super Bowl as well. Obviously, play to win. I'm just saying you win by competing. You never win if you don't.
Absolutely. And maybe what you do, Alex, if you don't win this time, you lay the groundwork for the next guy to win.
Exactly.
No, I understand that. It's a process that takes a while. I could never have been governor of Minnesota without the runs that Dean Barkley did before me. Because Dean Barkley was the man that got my party major party status in the state of Minnesota.
Yes.
And it took Dean Barkley to do that first before I ever would have had. If Dean hadn't have done that, there's no way that I would have won governor because I wouldn't have had major party status and I wouldn't have been included in the debates.
Exactly. Exactly. There are trailblazers that come before us, and then each of us is a trailblazer for the next.
Precisely. Precisely. So that's what needs to happen. Ron Paul needs to quit the Republican Party, get the nomination of the Libertarian Party, but he's got to... It has to be the Libertarian small L.
Well, I did hear a little bird that may be why... In fact, there's no maybe about it. He is probably, I'm not going to say anything. Ron Paul is looking at what you're saying. I know that. Okay.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so, because Ron has the power, and I think if the two of us, and I guarantee you that as I walk around today, you can't believe all the people that come up to me and ask me to run for president.
Well, I want to talk more about that, but let me just tell you, Ron Paul's announced he's not running again for the House, so he'll be out in a year regardless. And the word is, he is positioning to say, when he quits the Republican Party, that, hey, I'm serving out my term, I'm done, I'm leaving the party, and that he'd have to do that because he probably couldn't win that House seat later without the Republican engine, and that it is positioning for that. So I know Paul's looking at it. We need to make sure he knows he doesn't have a choice. Destiny and history has drafted him. And as you said, Governor, a lot of people, look, I know you personally. I know you behind the scenes. You are the real McCoy. That's why I admire you. You are a real person. You believe in what you believe in, and that's the end of it. You're not some puppet on a string. Neither is Ron Paul. And Dennis Kucinich is a great guy, but he's not as libertarian as you guys are. And he said he might put Kucinich in his cabinet. Would you look at being in a Ron Paul cabinet if he won?
I don't know. You know, it would depend on could I leave the Baja. In fact, Alex, if I was his VP guy, could we move the VP down to the Baja? No, because, I mean, the president and VP can't be together anyway, right?
No, exactly.
So I'll go down to the Baja then. As long as I can keep having my Baja winters of surfing, we got no problem.
Well, I've heard a lot of presidents want their, like George Washington had John Adams, they want their vice president to stay out of it.
Well, and I would. I'd be happy to stay out of it. You know, I'd just be there waiting in the wings to make sure nothing would happen to him.
Okay, so officially you're saying you would take a VP spot with Ron Paul.
I would give it very serious consideration. I can't tell you right now I would because my wife is not sitting next to me.
Well, I'll tell you, Terry.
Anything I would do of that nature, I would require to have to talk to her first because we've been married 36 years now and I don't do much of anything without consulting her.
Sure, sure, but if your other half...
Ally.
But if your better half said green light, then you're go.
There'd be a damn good chance of it.
Wow, that is breaking news, Governor. I guarantee you this is going to end up being in the news today. Well, amazing. We've only got about a minute and a half left. I hope folks get the books. Briefly, tell us about when the TV show's coming back and about new books in the wings.
Well, Dick and I are working on another book that hopefully will be out right before the elections because it'll be a timely book dealing with the elections. And the TV show, we're in the middle of production, as I said, right now. Unfortunately, we had this tragedy happen a couple days ago, which we're looking into, of course, and we will probably cover it with the TV show because it was part of it. And when we go on the air, I'm not really sure. I'm estimating that we'll be, I'm officially to be done by December, the first part of December, the very first couple days of December. And so I would figure editing, I just with a ballpark guess, I would say the 8 episodes will probably start in January, but don't quote me, because that's the network's call, not mine. And they could start them sooner, they could start them later. I'm not privy to that information, but there will be 8 more shows.
Very exciting, guys.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I want to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny because she's probably the most respected and well-known medical doctor out there breaking down exactly what's happening with these vaccines that are being pushed on us. And she was absolutely accurate when it came to breaking down the carnage that was going to be caused by the H1N1 shot for the flu back in 2009. Doc, it's great to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks for asking me.
Where do you want to start first? The new contaminants in the Gardasil, the move for forced inoculations without parental consent, or the fact that in 2009, in hindsight, we learned that you were absolutely on target with what that was going to do?
Well, it's all in the news, isn't it? And it's one thing after another these days, because what you said was exactly right. There are millions and millions of people that are now waking up and looking around. And every single time one of these events happen, whether it was bird flu in 2005, whether it was swine flu in 2009, and then the H1N1, all the difficulties that we had when we saw the H1N1 given to young children and also to pregnant women. And now we've got this whole thing with Gardasil and showing that we've got a biohazard contaminant that's been documented documented that from samples that have been tested from five countries in several different states, and the FDA says that this recombinant HPV, which has been bound to aluminum, so we know that this was actively engaged, is a biohazard. And so it seems like every single time that something like this comes up, many millions more parents wake up, start looking around and saying, what? I should start questioning vaccines. And they start with something very simple, like maybe reading a package insert. They start from there and say, if I can't pronounce it, I don't know what it is, I don't want it injected into me or my children.
Well, if you read the package inserts for H1N1, regular flu shot, and others, it says neurological disorders, cancer, brain damage, convulsions. But then you turn on the news and they've got vaccine company spokespeople not telling you that they work for them or on their payroll, saying no one's ever been hurt by a vaccine. Are we seeing more and more desperate lying because they're scared?
I believe that's true. And every time I hear Dr. Nancy Snyderman on the news talking about how safe and effective vaccines are, trying to assure all of the scared little parents out there, and what she's been saying has been absolutely false. She's actually been giving bad and wrong information. And instead of promoting the Gardasil vaccine for young girls, because now we're trying to give it to young girls and boys starting at 9 years of age, the clinical trials were actually done on 16 to 24-year-olds, not on little girls. We have no idea how long this is going to last. We know there's 100 different HPV strains, 15 of which have been associated with cancer. The vaccine only covers two, and we have no idea of whether this vaccine is going to have any impact on cervical cancer at all when these girls get to be 30 to 40 years of age. What she should be, what Dr. Nancy Snyderman should be promoting, is that young girls need to be getting regular pap smears, and that has been shown forever to be the most effective way and the most cost-effective way of preventing cervical cancer for the long run.
Well, without getting too graphic, I'm no doctor, but I went and read the insert when the Gardasil first came out, and it said, there on the insert, this is not even proven to actually protect you from the cancer. And then even in the trials, we saw the autoimmune problems, the convulsions, the bleeding, people becoming paralyzed. And then lo and behold, now there's scientists just in the news a few days ago were saying this DNA, the virus more whole than we first thought, bound to the aluminum. This is the exact type of thing that would cause an autoimmune disease like lupus. And I heard you hinting at the fact that it had been actively bound. I know they looked at multiple sub-manufacturers of this Gardasil and found that this had accidentally happened, just like the UN accidentally, with the tetanus shot, had female hormone bound to it to cause miscarriages in women. Doc, do you think this is being done on purpose and this vaccine could have some other use in it than we're being told?
Well, certainly. I mean, it certainly could, Alex, because one of the other ingredients in the Gardasil vaccine is polysorbate 80. Polysorbate 80 is a preservative that they use in things like ice cream as a stabilizer, and it has been shown to cause infertility in female mice, and it causes testicular atrophy in male mice. And this is in the medical literature. People aren't making this up. And they also know that repeated doses of polysorbate 80 can lead to anaphylactic shock. Polysorbate 80 is also in the DTP vaccine, the DTaP, which they are now pushing on pregnant women for them to get the DTaP vaccine. So it's endless. And I want to go back and address what you said about, are they pushing back very strongly? Of course they are, because you cannot make a living, you cannot make an $800 billion a year industry on the backs of unvaccinated, healthy children. Most children who are unvaccinated are rarely sick. They may get the occasional cold or flu or a little bit of a fever, but it comes and goes. And so they are not chronically lifetime ill.
Well, it's like the Amish. The epidemic of autism is unknown in their population.
That's correct. And in many other populations, I mean, what we've been pushing for, you and I and all of us who are big vaccine advocates, what we've been pushing for decades now, more than a decade, is for the CDC to finally do the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated study. It seems as though at some point we're going to have to just raise the money and do it ourselves, because the CDC doesn't want to know the answer. They don't want to see a whole bunch of unvaccinated kids who never miss school, are on no chronic daily medications, who are doing extraordinarily well, never get sick. They do not want to stand that up against a bunch of vaccinated kids who are on a whole bunch of medications and have a lifetime worth of injuries.
Well, Doctor, what you pointed out back in 2009, out of the gates, you said, look, from previous studies, we know that when you take this H1N1 flu shot or one that's similar, it's going to reduce your regular immunity to regular flu. And then they had the big Canadian mainline study that showed, what was it, a doubling in your chances of getting regular seasonal flu if you took the H1N1. And then I remember it was you and others that discovered that they were admitting that they might have had a plan previously to put simulants in the previous year's vaccine, and there's a lot of evidence they were actually triggering this H1N1 program. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can, Alex. And it's also the fact that it does lower the immune system, and you can get the flu shot and still get sick. I've looked back, and I talk about this in the flu DVD that is now available through InfoWars, is that I've looked all at the data from the CDC over the last 11 years, and every year there are testing sites where they take nasal swabs and they send them to the CDC, and they say, okay, you've got all these flu-like symptoms. What is causing you to be sick? Is it influenza, or is it some other bug? Because the CDC says the reason you have to get annual flu shots is because the antibodies wear off and you have to have an exact match. The one that's in the flu shot has to match the one that's in circulation in order to keep you from getting sick. The amount of people who actually get sick from the flu, that it matches what's in the flu shot over the last 11 years, has been less than 13%. So if the flu shot works at all, which I don't think that it does, in fact, I know it doesn't, it will only match 13% of the time. So you take on all the risk of the flu, the flu shot, all of its ingredients, the fact you can get Guillain-Barré, you can have all sorts of immunosuppressive types of things that can happen from a flu shot, and you can still get the flu anyways. It's absolutely not worth it. And the multi-dose flu shots that they start giving at children from 6 months of age, the multi-dose flu shots still have mercury in them.
Wow. And while you're talking, we're playing some video over of your documentary presentation, Flu and Flu Vaccines, What's Coming Through the Needle. I want to talk to you before we end this discussion about that. But Dr. Tenpenny, we've discovered Rockefeller Foundation documents. Perhaps we'll put some up while you're speaking, from 1966-68, saying we need to develop sterilants hidden in vaccines, so basically piggybacking or Trojan horsing. Then we have the report from 85 where they say, this is wonderful, we've actually discovered it, we're going into the implementation phase. And then, as you know, the UN got caught in the mid-90s in Africa and Asia, India and places, with the tetanus shots that really had a sterilant in them. Well, not really even a sterilant. It caused women to have violent miscarriages in the second trimester. And I know you're a doctor. You just focus on the effects of these. But in the final equation, they know what they're doing. And this is more than just profit making. This is really a medical tyranny from my research. And I think that's really evidenced by the fact that they, on national news over the weekend, put front men for Merck up on all the major news shows. It was bombarding the population, saying not one person's been hurt by Gardasil, and issuing a fake $10,000 challenge at Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who followed Ron Paul's lead and, you know, raised the issue to Rick Perry.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you just type girl died after Gardasil, you get the U.S., you get Canada, you get England, you get Indian newscasts where they inject them in the classrooms and girls collapse, have convulsions, and some cases die of shock within minutes. I mean, this is incredible. How are they? That's my question. How are they so bold? How are they so wild? I mean, how are they just so brazen when they knew it was killing people in the trials, and they still went ahead and had Perry lie and say it was the law? Well, he got caught. It wasn't the law. And so now they've just moved to go ahead and have a law.
Alex, think about this for a minute. If you took your two-year-old child, and you four-postered them on your dining room table, you had four adults hold them down on the table, and you took needle syringes, you took four needles and jabbed them into their thighs, and you injected chemicals, aluminum, formaldehyde, animal cells, human DNA into their legs, and then you went and told your neighbor, and you left that child to cry and scream hysterically for hours, and then you told your neighbor, well, yeah, we were just doing a little procedure. How soon would CPS show up at your door and take those kids away? But because it's done in a doctor's office, because somebody has on a white coat and somebody trusts you, we think that this is okay, it's harmless, and it's done because it's good for you. It's torture. It should not be allowed to be happening anywhere, let alone in a school system where some adolescent gets to make a decision about what's injected in their body. It's a travesty. It really is.
Well, I know this. I was a tough kid. I'd play around in construction zones and have nails go through my foot and, you know, break arms and, you know, break fingers, and was tough and didn't care and wasn't afraid of anything. But I was horrified of shots and would beg and would plead. And I only had a few vaccines in my life. And now it's more than 50, I know, they give children. Now they want it to be hundreds, and they're setting the precedent to try to give them thousands. This is just incredible. Now, I want to close, Doctor, with their ace in the hole. You raised this when I was talking to you during the break before we went live here. And you said their ace in the hole is things like Contagion with Matt Damon and all this. There are so many TV shows, movies about Megadeth, billions dead. Not a question of if, but when. You've got to get the shot. And when you learn that this vaccine industry is a $100 billion industry a year or more, you really see that this is product placement, propaganda placement, and that's the race in the hole, is just scaring the daylights out of people.
Absolutely. And the vision statement of the pharmaceutical industry, which I learned this from a pharmaceutical insider, said that the vision statement of the entire industry is to have every single human on the planet on a minimum of 2 daily pharmaceutical drugs for their entire life. Well, how better to do that than to start with young children and making them terribly sick and have all sorts of things from asthma, allergies, eczema, ADD, ADHD that you can't really connect. Somebody told me that there was a line from that movie Contagion that said, you know, we need to make this vaccine because if 10 years from now it's causing autism, nobody will be able to connect the dots. And that's exactly what they're setting up. They want everybody sick because that promotes their widgets.
It certainly does. And then they have the treatments in development for things that they know in the trials with lab animals it's going to cause in Homo sapien. Sapien, the diabolical nature, the weaponization of this. I know you've done deep research, but in my film Endgame and just through pure research trying to discover what the globalists, the Rockefellers, stood for, the Rockefellers, the British royalty, the King of England had to advocate over it, funded Hitler and wanted worldwide eugenics. And it was a medical tyranny, forced inoculation, all of it. And that's basically now what's come here. It's just an underground program, and that's why Bayer Pharmaceutical and others that came out in court and knowingly shipped out HIV blood. And, hey, it's get rid of the hemophiliacs. We're doing you a favor. This is a cold-blooded group. From my research, it's much bigger than profit. Have you found the eugenics angle in your research?
I have, and I think that it's, what a lot of people say, and I would have to agree, that when, you know, World War II was over, everybody just traded in their uniforms for white coats and business suits. Nothing changed. It was life. Things just went on as usual. And I do believe that there is definitely a sinister side. And the problem that bothers me the most, Alex, is what's wrong with the 800,000 physicians in this country, that they just march to the tomb of the drug companies, that they're not willing to look at any of this information or very little of it. They don't know what's coming through that needle and being injected into adults and children. And they just absolutely stand by it and take people like me and you and other people who are exposing the truth and colleagues and other physicians say you're just saying all the wrong things. It's just really not
true.
I'll
tell you why. I mean, you're a doctor, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I've got family that are physicians. They are brought up that you're part of the elite now, you know best, and then they're kept so busy that they just receive what the American Medical Association says and they follow it, and they've been following the system so long, they don't want to admit they were conned and were wrong. And so they're now committed to it, and that's basically how tyrannies work. And once a tyrant or once a corrupt system gets you to join it, then you will rationalize greater and greater crimes. But we are seeing more and more medical doctors come out.
Not nearly enough. I mean, really, even physicians who do integrative medicine like I do here in Cleveland, Ohio, I mean, even doctors like that have a practice of holistic medicine, they still are, you know, sort of a supporter of vaccinations. I mean, they really are. They have really an issue with that.
Well, I mean, I want to be clear, certainly from the medical history and the 400 years of vaccination, you can get some immunity from having something attenuated or weakened. But then there's the whole issue of then what does that do to the rest of your immune system? But now I think they deceive us by even calling these vaccines. These are more nanotech re-engineered viruses. I mean, now they've got the new classes coming out that re-engineer the brain and attack neurons that would uptake endorphins that, you know.
The fun vax.
Exactly. They're saying, no, don't be depressed anymore. I mean, this is re-engineering of society, and they just call it vaccines, and they think, well, this is like the polio vaccine. We're saving people. Yeah, saving them with hundreds of millions exposed to cancer viruses.
Well, think about all of these girls that we were talking about just a few minutes ago that would get these injections of Gardasil, and it could be any of the. There's now kids now get 40 doses of 16 different vaccines by the time they start kindergarten. And one of the things that people have to realize when they're listening to this, and this school season, school just started, and across the country they've been telling people that parents, no shots, no school. Well, my answer to that is no shots, no school, not true. Every state except West Virginia and Mississippi have either a philosophical exemption or a medical exemption for you to opt out of your children being inoculated with all of these things. So there are a lot of ways that you could stop it. But every one of these vaccines all have horrible potential side effects. There is nothing that can come through a needle and to try to keep you healthy that that you can't do for yourself just by your own diet, exercise, vitamin D, vitamin C, and all those things.
Well, Doc, that's another example of the hoax.
Exactly.
They continue to say it's the law. You've got to take it. And that's what's so wonderful about Perry being caught. We called him. It came out he didn't have the authority. It wasn't the law. And now he has to apologize. And all the other candidates are against him. That has certainly gotten the death merchants of the vaccine makers on the defensive like I've never seen them before. And now, what about the other two states? There are still ways to get exemptions there, correct?
Well, West Virginia and Mississippi really only have a medical exemption, and it's very hard to get. Their state health departments are very adamant about it. In fact, I've even had some parents in Mississippi tell me that the state health department wants them to vaccinate their kids even if they're homeschooling. And so those two states are the only two states that just have a medical exemption. Most of the time, you can only get that for a particular vaccine for which you've had a reaction. And even if you have an ill child and you say, I don't want them to have the vaccines, the medical doctors who again are the problems will say, oh, well, it's because your child is sick. They need the vaccines more than ever because you don't want them to get those vaccine preventable diseases.
Well, as a medical doctor, you know, until 2 years ago, they said never vaccinate a pregnant woman. Now they're saying it's good.
Oh, not only are they saying that it's good, Alex, they're talking about flu shots, pertussis vaccines, they're talking about hepatitis B, and they're even potentially talking about giving Gardasil vaccines to pregnant women.
Well, Dr. Tenpenny, we're going to have you back up in the near future to get into all the other attacks that are happening. But the good news is, and I think you basically agree with me today, the report is, the worm is starting to turn. The pendulum is starting to swing. The awakening is here.
I really do. I think that it's really, you know, when I started this 11 years ago, there were just a few of us, you know, out in the lone, just really talking about this. I truly believe that tens of millions of people, not only in this country, but around the world, are waking up and they're just saying no.
What are the best websites for people to visit to see all the scientific documentation that you've amassed?
Going to drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny, drtenpenny.com. Dr. Tenpenny, that's where we're soon to be launching an entire library of all the research that I put together through drtenpenny.com. My clinic in Cleveland is Tenpenny IMC, like Iris Mary Charlie. That's Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, tenpennyimc.com. We're here in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm always proud to say that people have come from 39 states and 12 countries to get well and off their drugs.
Well, if I ever need your help, I'm definitely coming to you. You are certainly a guardian angel out there. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.